This summit comes at a time when relations between the United States and Russia are touchy, to say the least. That's been reflected most recently in the unplanned public show of displeasure between Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice and Russia's Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov. NPR's Mike Schuster has more.
Whatever you call it, bickering, sniping, a spat, it is now clear that there is real ongoing tension between the Secretary of State and the Russian Foreign Minister. From most accounts, it began several months ago, but the evidence was unavoidable on June 29th, when an audio feed of a dinner meeting of the Group of Eight foreign ministers in Moscow was mistakenly left open. The topic was Iraq, the recent capture and killing of Russian diplomats there, and how the G8 would express its support for the Iraqi government. The testy interaction between Rice and Lavrov dominated the meeting.
We have to be very careful in how we, quote, involve the international community in their political affairs. They have an elected government.
I did not suggest this. What I did say was not involvement in the political process, but involvement of the international community in the support of the political process.
What does that mean?
I think you understand.
No, I don't.
No, Condi, I'm not saying that we should deprive them of the money at this new era in Iraq's development.
The two diplomats continued to spar like that as they haggled word by word over the text of a statement that would be issued after the dinner. This is certainly far from the first time that American and Russian diplomats have gone head-to-head on issues they disagree about, but it is the first time that their disagreements have been on such public display. James Collins, a former U.S. ambassador to Russia, knows both Rice and Lavrov and counsels not to make much of the personal testiness.
They are both straight-talking. They are both strong defenders of their country's interests. Sure, at times things can get a bit testy when there are high-stakes issues involved, but I also know that they treat each other with respect.
Michael McFaul is not so sure of that. McFaul is a Russia scholar from Stanford University, where Rice was provost. He believes the antipathy goes much deeper than what was audible in Moscow.
It's very serious. It's real, and the fact that it's become public, I think, only underscores that fact. I know on our side in the State Department, they don't really respect Mr. Lavrov, but they have to deal with him. On the Russian side, I've heard much worse about how he personally feels about Secretary Rice, that he really, truly doesn't respect her, doesn't think she's serious, and has no chemistry with her.
Diplomats and analysts insist that even if there is an element of personal animosity between Rice and Lavrov, it is a reflection of the current difficulties in the broader relationship between the U.S. and Russia. Washington and Moscow must work together on a set of very difficult problems in the world right now, from the nuclear programs of Iran and North Korea to the explosive conflicts in the Middle East to the politics of an energy-hungry world. This was just an unusual window into what happens among top diplomats, says Coit Blacker, head of the Center for International Security and Cooperation at Stanford and a colleague of Rice's for 20 years.
What we heard coming out of the Rice-Lavrov exchange, I think, is highly suggestive of where the relationship itself is, in part actually pretty warm and quite constructive, and in other areas a little more difficult.
One of the most difficult areas has been Iran. The Iran nuclear issue had just been referred to the UN Security Council when Rice, Lavrov, and other foreign ministers met in New York in May for a working dinner. It was then that reports first surfaced that the language between the two had become barbed. It may in fact be the divisions in both the U.S. and Russia over how to view the Washington-Moscow relationship that has complicated the work of both senior diplomats. Former ambassador to Moscow James Collins points out that there are hard and soft liners in the Bush administration and in the Putin administration as well.
On both sides, I think it's fair to say that you have plenty of people who were toting up grievances, and those often are the people who set more of the public tone than the people who want to get on with doing something. It's always a bit of a testy situation in the last year or so.
And that inevitably has infected the interaction between Rice and Lavrov, says Michael McFaul.
In a way, their personal relationship, I think, is the more honest statement of where the bilateral relationship really is. And so, in a way, it's just a reflection of that, not necessarily a personal relationship that's getting in the way of an otherwise positive bilateral.
But don't expect to see that reflected in the pictures of President Bush and President Putin. Their chief diplomats spar privately and publicly so that they don't have to. Mike Schuster, NPR News.